God, thank you for your spirit, God, that is here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not looking to preach because I don't believe that I have to preach for God's spirit to move. Because it just happens. So if I was to say that, I'd be backwards. But I do feel to share something because we said today is Pentecost Sunday. We remember the day of Pentecost that happened. And what I see here today is we see the evidence of the Holy Spirit. You can see it moving in how people are reacting. You can see some people are rejoicing. Some people are in tears. Some people are repenting. Some people are coming back to God. Some people are recommitting. You can see it. If you're here, you have felt it. You have felt the Spirit of God in this place. You have felt His power. And I think about in Acts 1, and Brittany did such a great job this morning, but in Acts 1, right before Jesus ascends, He says, "You heard from me that John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." He said, yes, water's good, but I'm going to give you my spirit and it's going to totally consume you. And He says in verse 7, it's not for you to know how all this is going to work out, which the Father has put in His own authority, but it says you shall receive power in verse 8. You shall receive power. And the verse ends. No. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power. And you'll be witnesses. What you saw today was the power of the Holy Spirit. And maybe you are still on the fringes, and that's okay. You're here. And God loves that. God loves that you are here today. God loves that you are taking part today in whatever small way. But if you want power in your life, if you want power to quit living the way you were living, if you want power to quit having the thoughts you had, if you want power to overcome sin and death, it's in the Holy Spirit. And what we see at the day of Pentecost on Acts 2, verse 1, they were all in the same place. They were all together. They were praying. And the Holy Spirit fell on them and they all began to speak in tongues. There's power in the Holy Spirit. Let's keep pursuing the Holy Spirit. Don't pursue the power, pursue the Holy Spirit because that's what He promised. The power comes when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's where it comes from. What you felt today is not because of this special service. It's not because of some special songs. It's not because of something I said. It's because God's presence was here and we allowed it to impact our lives. And so they're going to start singing again and you can keep worshiping. But this power isn't just for this building. It's not just for this day or this minute because it's the day of Pentecost. It's not just because for the apostles in Acts 2. This power is for you and your children and your families and as many as are afar off, whether by distance or time. Let's keep pursuing God. Let's keep moving in the general direction of God. Let's go after Him at all costs and we'll have power in our lives. Praise God. Let's worship some more and then feel free, be dismissed, but don't leave here thinking that this is where it ends. God wants to have power in your life, in your job, in your family, in your marriage, in your home, wherever you go, in your neighborhood, in your finance. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you this morning.